Because your involvement, apart from being the shift electrician, your involvement was more of a maintenance involvement, wasn't
it?
Yeah,
I was. I told you on the phone the other day there, yesterday it was, the time I climbed inside one of these transformers.
Yes, well, tell me about that now, man.
Now, these transformers were filled up with oil. It's just and a special oil. I'm not going to get the details on it. Transformer, bulk of the transformers there, and on top of it was a big reservoir tank for extra oil. Now, they had, because the voltage coming in from hundreds of miles away, the voltage was never actually 66,000 volts exactly. It might have been a little bit over, a little bit under. Just the same as when it came into the 11,000 volts, it could come in as a little bit under or over. So you had this electrical gearbox, and you could hear it going clunk and trip. It was about 4 foot long, and it was built of a special wood that was soaked in oil, and the wood up, and there's a frame at the top, and up at the top was the thing that was the gearbox that turned round. And the fact it was all made of wood and so long, this particular day the whole thing sort of twisted and jammed, and it was a hell of a kerfuffle about that. I didn't know what to do, but then up on top of it I found a manhole, tried it and I fitted it. So I climbed into the manhole. Frank Dunchy sat outside, and as I disconnected each wire and put a label there, I'd say that's B4, and he'd put a label on it, and the next wire, and that's B6. I'm only using his names loosely. And when it was all finished, you know, when we had it all tacked up, then we lifted the whole tap changer out of the tank with all these wires hanging loose in the tank, and Bill Bolton, that was the chief engineer, one under Alan Jones, he took me down to the tyre factory in Sydney and promptly disappeared someplace to go on the piss. And I worked with one of the mechanics in the workshop, and we rebuilt this gearbox and the course selector. We left Canberra at 5 o'clock in the morning, and we got back into Canberra about 5 o'clock at night. And I had a couple of beers, I think. Bill Bone bought me a couple of beers. And we put it all back in together, and it's been working ever since. And I believe that transformer, or one very like it, is in Fishwick just now.
Where was it located at the time you were talking about?
In Kingston.
At the powerhouse?
In powerhouse yard, yeah. There was three of them there. They're all Tyree, and that's the one just showed in the photograph. Later on, of course, the voltage changed, but in the powerhouse days it was 66,000 volts coming in, stepped down to 6.6, 5.5, and right down to 4.
And that Tyree brand, was that TYREE?
That's the one, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. And why was that gearing, why were those parts made of timber?
Well, again, you're talking about the voltage. You know, even though there's oil in there, you get a lot of voltage, 66,000 volts. And I think it was just a case of safety.
Because it's not conductive.
No, the timber was actually soaked in water. The connections on it were up at the top, but there was also next to it, alongside it, called a fine selector.
Fine selector.
Yeah, and that was totally enclosed in oil, and you couldn't see into it or through it or outside it. Now, it did all the little, the broken one I was talking about, when it does the major changes, the other one does the finer adjustments, and it just clicks away naturally. And it was a lot shorter. It would have been about that long, if I remember right,
about
that in diameter.
About 12 inches, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.